Praise the Lord.
Radio.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord and good evening this here May 29th, 2017. Glory to God in the highest on this Memorial Day. And by Dr. Hunter being a honorable discharge veteran, he served many, I think he served, you can say how many years you served. And six, and I served four. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God that we are alive to even give God the glory, but we also want to take a moment to celebrate all of our soldiers who have died and who gave their life for our freedom. And we thank God. We really thank God, even though we would have gave ours too if it had have changed. If God had us chose us to do that, because we truly love America, even though America doesn't seem to love us very much. But we don't have to worry about America loving us because God loves us. And when you got God, you got everything. God, in the name of Jesus, we got everything. We got everything. So we salute. We praise, we thank God for every soldier, reserve, military, person in the whole world, because it takes a great commitment. It takes a great commitment, and yet then they come back here and abused, and you got to fight for your benefits. You got to suffer. You got to go without. And as they say, over 90% of our homeless are military. Oh, I'm about to cry, so I got to stop talking about it, because I personally believe that military should be more honored than our mayors and our governors. I really believe that. I believe if you enter a place or a church or wherever you go and there is a veteran there, I believe that, and if you're standing in line and there's a veteran in the line to get up to the bank counter, I believe he should go, they got plenty she's too, should be able to go first, you know. It should even be a special line for him, matter of fact, thank God. That's a good thing. That is a good cause I can fight for, a special line in the food stores, in the banks for the military. You know, that's a great thing we can, it ain't, that doesn't take much, that won't take much fight. That's a great thing. Yes, sir. And all those out there that hear us, please call in. And if you're with me, for all those great people who made that commitment, wearing that uniform. I love my uniform. I love the military. I love the discipline it taught me. I loved it. I'm sorry I didn't go overseas, but then God knew he wanted his precious child to be near him. So we thank God, glory, 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 hallelujah, to the name of the Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, to Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, who lives and reigns and rules in us forever, who has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. That is something you cannot deny. He has given us everything. And you know, Dr. Hunter talked last year on Matthew 10, where is that? The signs, these signs shall follow you. Well, really, the signs are following us. We think because we ain't seeing so-called a person raised from the dead, we are still, signs and wonders are following us. We just are not, we're just saying that we're just acting as if they're less than when the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did it. But signs and wonders are following us right now. I mean, right now. Dr. Hunter, for him to be able to walk, he's walking better, for him to be able to use his limbs, for him to be able to talk. You know, all me, you know, these are miracles. Miracles.
That's right.
And I can truly tell you, Sister Pat, that we at our dinner Saturday, Sunday, last Saturday, Sister Pat, my girlfriend, who's graduating this coming Saturday, getting her doctor degree. Oh,
what
that was
say?
A lot. She has been diagnosed with multiple diseases, congestive heart failure, been in the hospital at death's door many times. I mean, that, if you don't think signs and wonders are following her, I don't have the right to tell her whole testimony. I just will tell the parts I know of her as my sister and my neighbor and my sister in Christ as well as my sister in God. You know, so we're just grateful. I'm just overjoyed that we live to see 2017. Oh, praise be to God. I mean, the word, do y'all realize heaven and earth is going to pass? Heaven and earth going to pass away, but my word shall never pass. That was what Jesus said. His word shall never pass. I mean, that's something. Heaven and earth going to pass? I mean, that is as unbelievable to our little minds right now as it was when Noah preached for 120 years. Do y'all think it said, do y'all think he meant 120 days? Do y'all think he meant 120 minutes? Do you think, 120 years. So then we've heard all these lying logics that the devil has come up with, you know, about the world being so many million years old. This is the science. It hurts me to my heart. It hurts me to my heart to hear how they lie. And then even if the world is 10 zillion years old, if it's that many years old, who you think made it? Who do you think made it? God Almighty. You know, science is just, man, he done become so wise, he's a plumb nelly fool. He invents all these lies. There is no God. I heard a man call in on the radio the other day and say, oh there goes the line. And say that we have advanced from being monkeys. God, I rebuke this devil in the name of Jesus. So we just want you all to call in tonight and tell us about your wanting to celebrate Labor Day. Celebrate this here beautiful Labor Day in the name of Jesus, and how you want to give honor and glory to God for all those that's name is on the wall there in Washington. And then they just showed a while ago here in Sugar Land, they got a wall also of our fallen soldiers. So we just ask you to call in. And if the radio is acting up, we bind it in the name of Jesus and we take authority over it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Well, I was saying much when we on the air, one of the things I will say, the Bible tells us, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, that shall also this, that this woman has done, that said, no, this is sinful."
And so much. Please hold to be able to listen to the show.
that I have in you, my faith that I have in the name of Jesus Christ, and I think of where I'm right now. Am I afraid? No, I'm not. Because I'm afraid, no, I'm not. See, I know the enemy. His name is Satan. Lucifer. He fallen from heaven. But Jesus Christ came and gave us power over him. So we have to take up his name.
And we just give God the glory and the praise, and we thank him. He says, I dropped on a shoemaker shop one morning. And he said, look at the man. Glory. He stayed with the man. We had one eye covered with the green patch shades. This was, it was so inflamed that he was suffering terribly. He said, I cannot rest anywhere. I don't ask him what he believed, but laid down my Bible and put my hands over the poor suffering of the man in the name of Jesus. He said, that this stranger have no pains. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else can do it. No one could care half as much. Yet he fought my soul. So you gave your own. Thank you.
Thank you.
Christ.